The rail tunnels connecting Manhattan to the mainland are more than 100 years old, and they're starting to fall apart. This summer, electrical problems led to major disruptions for tens of thousands of commuters and other travelers. But that's a small inconvenience compared to what could happen if one of the tunnels had to close for extended repairs. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The work week got off to a rough start for New Jersey rail commuters. A disabled train blocked one of the two rail tunnels under the Hudson River to Penn Station during the Monday morning rush hour. That left thousands of people scrambling to find another way into Manhattan.
This really sucks. Much worse than past summers, yes.
Ira Kaplan and Catherine Becht were among thousands of commuters who took a train to Hoboken, where they waited on sweltering platforms for another train to New York.
It delays my entire start to the day, makes me have to stay longer at work in order to make up for the morning that I missed.
Mass transit delays in New Jersey are not unprecedented, but this summer has tested even the most battle-hardened commuter. In July, power cable failures in the Hudson River tunnels caused massive delays for days in a row. Commutes that normally take an hour grew to 2, even 3 hours. High-speed train service between Washington, D.C. and New England slowed to a crawl.
It's the bottleneck for the entire Northeast Corridor.
Tom Wright is the director of the Regional Plan Association in New York. If one of these tunnels were to fail, Wright says the economic implications for New Jersey would be dire. But he says the impact would ripple up and down the East Coast through Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington.
The economies of these cities are all completely connected together. And so the travel up and down this corridor is absolutely critical to the economy of the United States. And it relies on these train lines under the Hudson River. They carry an enormous number of people every single day.
Roughly 200,000 daily riders. Amtrak owns and operates the tunnels under the Hudson River, but most of those riders are actually on commuter trains. Amtrak didn't build the tunnels either. They're 105 years old, and Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says they have less than 20 years of service left, maybe a lot less.
We've been saying for quite a while that the reliability of the tunnels, because of their age and the lack of ability to really rebuild them, was going to cause more and more problems, and we're seeing that happen now.
Right now, Amtrak can squeeze 24 trains an hour through the two tracks of the tunnel. But when one of them has to close for repairs, that number drops to just 6 trains per hour. The tunnels are so busy that Amtrak has to do maintenance work in the middle of the night when one of the tunnels is closed.
Here we go, guys.
The tunnels under the Hudson River are dimly lit and narrow, just big enough for the trains to fit. Walls are the original concrete that's worn away in spots, revealing the brickwork underneath.
For 100-year-old tunnels, they're in pretty good shape.
Bill Mew is a senior engineer with Amtrak who's been working in these tunnels for decades. Mew was here 3 years ago when the storm surge from Hurricane Sandy filled these tunnels with salt water. The tunnels reopened just days later, but ever since, they've been plagued with maintenance problems. This week, Mew says Amtrak's engineers are replacing one 400-foot stretch of an electrical cable that's 15,000 feet long.
It's now 2 o'clock in the morning. They'll start pulling the cable without incident. It should be able to get pulled in by 3:15, load up the material and be out of the tunnel by 4 o'clock so we can run traffic at 5 a.m.
But this is just a short-term fix. Rail advocates say what's really needed is a second set of tunnels under the Hudson River. So do New Jersey commuters Susanna Einstein and Philip Schweiger.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't really know what it's going to take. I feel like it's going to be like a tunnel collapse or something. Like, what's going to happen to make people actually like speed up the process?
It's especially frustrating knowing that we've had a solution for years and years. It'd be nice not to have to wait for everything to fall apart before we fix it.
There was a plan to add new rail lines under the Hudson River known as the ARC Tunnel, but that project was canceled in 2010 by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who said his state was picking up too much of the bill. Christie now says he supports a tunnel. Here's Christie in an interview on WABC Radio last month.
If we're all in this even, Stephen, if we're all going to put in an equal share, then let's go build these tunnels underneath the Hudson River, and we're all in equal. We're all in equal for the upfront costs, and we're all in equal for the cost overruns.
But now it's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who seems reluctant to pay for a tunnel, one that Cuomo argues would mostly benefit commuters from New Jersey.
It's not my tunnel. Why don't you pay for it?
There's no moral, legal, or ethical reason why the state should be looked at to fund it.
Amtrak has a new plan to build more Hudson River tunnels, known as Gateway, but that project has a price tag of at least $14 billion and no dedicated funding. Tom Wright at the Regional Plan Association says there is no time to waste.
Best case scenario, it's going to be a dozen years before a new tunnel is built and operational. And the chances that there's going to be a much more significant disruption in the service over the next 12 years is close to 100%.
Disruptions that could make this summer's delays look minor. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.